Hi everyone, this is Anna from inglesonline.com.br. Today I am interviewing Steve Ford. Steve is Canadian and he has been teaching English for over 15 years. He's the author of the very popular Peppy videos. These are videos where Steve teaches English through storytelling, through singing, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And there's a bunch of Peppy videos on Inglês Online, so you can access Inglês Online, the category Inglês em Vídeo, or you can access Steve's channel on YouTube directly. It's Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, it's youtube.com/private-english-portal.
That's right, yes.
That's right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. So the last word I said there, portal, it's portal, like
yeah, Portuguese. That's right, portal, portal, that's right. Private English portal, yeah, and you can either type in youtube.com/ or Baja Private English portal.com, or you can type that in the search engine. If you type in Learn English in the search engine, you can find me there too. So, yeah.
How about we get started with a few questions?
Sure.
We have a good one here. Professor Adir asks, how did you get involved with English teaching?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, that was something that happened actually when I was doing my major in English. I always loved the English language, literature, culture. So it was always my passion to know languages, especially the English language. So that became more apparent when I started to live in Brazil, because actually I lived in Brazil for a total of 10 years, kind of a long time for a foreigner to be in Brazil. So during my stay there, I actually taught English in Brazil. So many of the schools where I got my start as an English teacher were in fact in Brazil. So
where in Brazil exactly?
I started in the north of Brazil in Recife, or as you would say in Portuguese, Recife. And then I made my way down to Belo Horizonte. And then, of course, you know that I was in Rio for a bit. And then I was in São Paulo. Yeah, so all over the place in Brazil.
Why did you end up living in Brazil? What made you go to Brazil?
This is a question that probably I answered every day to my students.
They're all very curious.
Yeah, it was a question that, and I mean, I love answering this question because it is an answer about love, and it's an answer about my heart. And they say, "Why did you come to Brazil, Steve?" And I say, "Well, the first time that I went to Brazil with a group of people was with a intercambio or an exchange, a student
really?
Exchange. Yeah.
You were in like in high school?
I was just out of university. So we went as a group, and it was really interesting because we had Brazilians who stayed in Canada for 3.5 months, and we, you know, lived together and we worked on a certain project together for 3.5 months. And that was in Quebec, Canada. We also had to learn French. And then we stayed in Brazil for 3.5 months. And I stayed in a very, very small town in the north of Brazil, which is difficult for me to pronounce to this day, which is Taquaritinga do Norte. I don't know if you've heard of that city before, but...
Would that be Taquaritinga do Norte?
Yeah. And that was the first contact that I had with Brazil was through this student exchange. And I have to tell you that the first time that I arrived in Brazil, I was just in love, basically. and ever since that moment, that feeling has not changed. I kind of have this love for Brazil. You know, maybe you can see it in my videos with.
Yeah. In your wife.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lifelong love affair. And, you know, when you do anything with love, of course, you do it well. And it becomes magical. And yeah, I thought
it
Brazil
becomes easy, doesn't it?
It becomes easy. And I thought from the first moment that Brazil was a very magical place. And so that's how I first had my first contact with Brazil.
Great, great story. And before that, was it before that you taught in France or was it after? When
that
did you go
after.
To France?
I went to France in 2000. Yeah. So it was actually shortly after we had our stay in São Paulo, yeah, and we lived and taught in Paris, France for a year. And that was a great experience because I had never been to France before. So, you know, I do have French being a Canadian. I lived in Quebec. But, yeah, that was another great experience. And the videos about Stephen Paris are so true about, you know, taking the subway to work, finding my way around, you know, little bit of confusion, arriving you know, with the students. You know, it's like a French movie living there. So it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, Paris, not too shabby, huh?
No. And there are a lot of different nationalities living there, so we had a great opportunity to share ideas.
Yeah, it's a big international city, right? Much
it
like
is.
New York, much like São Paulo, and maybe like Vancouver, I don't know.
Yes, it is very cosmopolitan.
Like
yeah, very cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. You know, people from all over the world living there. And yeah, Paris is great because you have a lot of culture there. It's like walking through a museum or a Hollywood movie studio all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife and I lived near the Louvre Museum, so we had the opportunity to actually go rollerblading around the Louvre every night. So. Mm-hmm.